Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Joshua Kopp, C-O-P. As per the records provided, Joshua Kopp was seen at Central Jersey Urgent Care on 3/21/22 for right thumb swelling and a new work injury. Pretty accidentally banged his hand on a stationary machine while at work 3 hours prior to arrival. Pretty denied numbness or tingling. Period. He was evaluated and underwent x-rays that showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. There was soft tissue swelling at the thenar eminence. Period. His diagnosis was contusion of the thumb without damage to the nail, for which he was treated and released. Period. They wrote he was unable to make a fist due to pain in the right thumb. Period. He was placed in a brace and on work restrictions limiting them to only the left hand. Period. New paragraph. On 3/23/22, he returned to urgent care now reporting numbness and tingling. Pretty was able to make a fist without difficulty. Period. Upon exam, he was placed in a thumb spica wrist brace. Period. He had full range of motion and 5/5 strength and sensation intact. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Boretz, B-O-R-E-T-Z, on 4/6/22. Period. His diagnosis was complete tear of the thumb, metacarpal phalangeal joint, radial collateral ligament. Period. He ordered an MRI that was completed on 4/14/22 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Boretz to review these results on 4/20/22. Period. His assessment at that time was right thumb radial collateral ligament sprain from the injury on 3/26. Scratch that, from the work injury. Period. He then participated in physical therapy running through 6/15/22. Period. Dr. Boretz followed his progress through 7/1/22. Period. At that time, he had minimal dorsal radial swelling about the dorsal thumb. Period. There was minimal thumb tenderness with full range of motion. Period. Collateral ligaments were stable. Period. He had full range of motion of the wrist. Period. He was cleared to continue working full duty. Period. He only had occasional soreness at that time. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 3/21/22, Joshua Kopp injured his right thumb area while at work. Pretty was seen the same day at urgent care where x-rays were negative for fractures, but there was swelling. Pretty was placed in a splint. Pretty he denied numbness or tingling at that point. Pretty when returning on 3/23/22, he revealed that he did have such symptoms. Pretty he also noted he was able to make a full fist at that juncture. Pretty the paragraph, he then came under the care of Dr. Boritz, who had him undergo an MRI of the hand on 4/14/22. The claimant then pursued occupational therapy. Pretty followed up with Dr. Boritz through 7/1/22. With the physical exam noted above, paired in the paragraph, please print out the last occupational therapy note from 6/15/22. In the paragraph, I will perform an impairment rating using the 6th edition for a diagnosis of radiocollateral ligament tear at the metacarpophalangeal joint of the thumb. Period. He was able to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. His MRI actually found the collateral ligaments were intact. Specifically the radial and ulnar collateral ligaments of the first metacarpophalangeal joint. Period. There was no fracture, but there was small nonspecific first interphalangeal joint effusion. Period. End.